Last year, Mary Jean Magenson was about to turn 90. Her days were full of lunch dates with family and friends and going to movies with neighbors. When the pandemic hit, quarantine life was rough for Mary Jean, especially since she lives alone.
I was getting really bored and going crazy. I was doing my exercises in the morning like I always did. And then I was reading and watching television all day, and it just was really getting to me. It was just not me.
Her family was worried too.
And it had only been 2 weeks. And I was like, what are we going to do with her?
Caitlin Nystrom is Mary Jean's granddaughter. She lives in New York City. Since she couldn't stop by to visit her grandma, she came up with another idea to help. She talked to a friend about art projects.
I was like, oh my gosh, art supplies. Grandma, duh.
Decades ago, Mary Jean had been a fashion illustrator in Cincinnati. Caitlin encouraged her grandma to start drawing again. Mary Jean was apprehensive.
I said, Caitlin, I have a tremor in my hand. And she said, I knew you'd say that. It doesn't have to be perfect. So I thought, well, let's try this. And it's something I never thought I'd do again.
The next morning, March 29th, 2020, Caitlin got a text of the first sketch. Then Mary Jean started drawing every day, just like when she was a young woman in Cincinnati.
All I wanted to do was draw.
She enrolled in art school at the University of Cincinnati in the 40s, and her dad had an idea.
So I went to Sholto's, which was one of the big department stores here in Cincinnati. I took some sketches, and advertising manager said, well, I'll tell you what, if we can use your sketches, because you don't know how they're going to reproduce, we will pay you. If not, we won't.
Sholto's accepted all her sketches, and eventually Mary Jean quit art school. By 1948, she was working full-time illustrating women's fashion for the newspaper ads. She also drew for men's and children's fashion as well as other departments. Eventually, she worked for Pogues, another department store, and once she married and had children, she started freelancing overnight.
At that time, I was driving from Hamilton, Ohio, 30 miles down to Cincinnati to pick up merchandise, come home and do it, and then take it back, because it's always a rush job.
She couldn't maintain the grueling schedule and gave up her career around 1970. Eventually, the hand tremor stopped her drawing altogether, until her pandemic sketching began. Now, in between doing aerobics and cocktail hour at home, she sketches with ink and colored pencil 3 or 4 hours a day.
It's slower, basically, but it's been going great.
One of Mary Jean's earliest sketches was of a female figure wearing a giant hat of candles to commemorate her 90th birthday.
She has like the coolest style, and just like there's so much movement and like emotion in her pieces. So it's just fun to see what she comes up with.
She's inspired by magazine and newspaper cutouts she's saved for years. She also sketched an inauguration series that featured Vice President Kamala Harris, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Lady Gaga. While many of the sketches are finished in a day, Mary Jean has some favorites that took a little longer, like one of a woman in a colorful turban that took days to finish the detailed lines.
The detail takes more time, and a lot of times I think, I don't know why I started this, but then I like the challenge, and I'm happy when it's done. I think, well, I got through that one.
To show off her grandma's work, Caitlin started an Instagram account called 90 and Sketching.
It's been really a treat for me to know that other people are enjoying it. It makes it worthwhile. Thanks to Caitlin, it saved my life during this pandemic.
This past March 29th, Mary Jean completed a year of illustrations, and on April 6th, she turned 91. Once it's safe, she's looking forward to filling her social calendar again, but she also plans to keep drawing, though maybe not every day. For WVXU, I'm Tressa Versteeg.